Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Pastor Stephen, for that great introduction, even though I didn't understand a single word because I don't speak Mandarin. All I heard was my own name.
谢谢父牧师给他介绍，他说的是中文，传道不知道，唯一知道的就是他的名字。
Even though we speak a different language, I feel the brotherly and sisterly love here because we are all believers in Christ, and I hope that today we will all be able to listen to God's word and hear Him speak to us.
今天我们在一起的话，我们有神的爱在我们中间，愿意我们大家都能知道这个神的话语。
So just open up in a word of prayer.
我们先做一个祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we are ever so thankful for who you are.
主啊，我们感谢你，你让我们知道你是谁。
You alone who created the heavens and the earth and all that we see and all that we experience.
你是一个创造世界宇宙的神。
You ride in the clouds in the heaven, and you wrap yourselves around in the stars.
你也创造了万有。
But even though how great you are our God, you are our Father, Abba.
但是更伟大的是，你是我们的神，你是我们的父。
As we cry out to you and pray, you always answer our prayers.
你让我们允许祷告，你也永远听我们的祷告。
So we ask for your Spirit to dwell amongst us today.
你让今天你能跟我们同在。
Speak to us so that we might hear your voice.
圣灵与我们同在。
Open up our eyes so that we might see, and open up our ears so that we might hear.
你也可以打开我们的眼睛，让我们听见你的话语。
And give us a heart that has great compassion for you.
让我们有一个悔改的心。
So we ask of you to speak to us today through your message and through your word.
我愿你今天用你的话语来祝福我们。
In His great name we pray. Amen.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Today's message is child's play.
今天的信息的主题是小孩子的把戏。
Back in 2012, Nick Olinda, if you remember, he did a great feat and walked across Niagara Falls.
2012年, 如果你们大家知道的话, 有一个叫尼克的先生, 他跨越了尼亚加拉瀑布。
He gathered around family and friends, where everyone watched over him.
在他们走之前的话, 他把他的家庭和他的朋友聚集在一起来祷告。
Around his neck, he wears a cross, but not for fashion, but because of his great faith in Christ.
在他的脖子上也带了一个十字架, 但不是为了一种时尚, 乃是他在信仰中的宣言。
He tells everyone, I grew up in a born-again Christian family.
他告诉大家, 我是在一个重生的家庭里长大。
A Bible-believing, God-fearing family.
我是一个信仰圣经而且敬畏神的家庭。
That's the way I was raised up, and I find comfort and peace in that.
这就是我一个成长的方式, 在这里我找到了平安和和平。
So Nick Olinda, if you remember, he's a seventh generation circus performer.
如果你们知道的话, Nick 是一个第七代的家族的这个表演马戏，走钢丝的马戏表演者。
It's no surprise, at the age of two, his parents put him on the tightrope.
所以这也不奇怪，他在两岁的时候，他的父母就已经开始给他 training，给他训练。
I don't know if you have children or if you remember at 2 years old what you were doing. You were probably just learning to walk and maybe even run.
如果大家有孩子的话，你知道两岁的孩子只能会说话，也许能刚会有一些跑。
But Nick, at a young age, he had great dreams. He visited Niagara Falls at the age of six, and he knew that he wanted to walk across one day.
Nick有一个梦想，就是他在六岁的时候，他去参观了大瀑布，尼亚加拉大瀑布。他当时就有一个梦想，他想有一天他能够跨越它。But
Nick, he dreams like a child, but acts like an adult.
Nick，他是一个梦想像个孩子，但他的行动像个大人。The
Apostle Paul, he wrote to the Church of Corinth, and he told them to not get involved with the world and with child's play.
保罗给哥林多教会写信，是告诉他们，你们一直在沉浸在小孩子的把戏中。They
were all still dreaming, and they were all acting like children.
他们一直像个孩子一样去梦想，像孩子一样去行动。So
your faith should not be in the world, but on the wisdom of God.
我们的信仰应该是在神的，不是在世上的智慧上，而是在神的能力中。So
my first point is acting like infants.
第一个信息是行为像一个孩子。And
also being foolish.
也就是说，第一个小分点就是还是很愚拙。So
Corinth was an ancient seaport.
哥林多教会是一个古代的海港。Many
nations gathered around there to trade, to buy goods, and sell goods.
他们也是一个很好的现代的城市，因为他们有一些令人羡慕的一些商品。
But over the years, there were many wars, and the Romans finally took over.
在那个保罗时代的前多少年，他曾经被罗马人损害，然后又重建过。But
the people, the church, still thrived.
在那里边的话，这些成员通常是一些水手。But
the early church was made of different people that were former thugs, prostitutes, and also street people.
哦，当时的很多的成员，他们是一些社会的混混啊，流氓打手或者是一些妓女。
They were previously in the business of making money, of swindling, of crime, and also of things that were not good.
啊，他们有的时候也是靠着欺骗人的钱来谋生，他们而且也是特别狡猾，而且是无情的。
They're all very heartless and did not know how to care for one another.
Sorry.
They're all very heartless and didn't know how to care for one another.
他们是一些很狡猾的，而且是毫没有无情无义的。
So even as a church, they're always fighting with each other.
即便是他们在教会里边，他们也互相的争斗。
So the Apostle Paul, he wrote two letters to the church of Corinth.
保罗已经写了两封信给他们。
And this is part two today.
一封是一个很严厉的信。
His teachings were harsh, but they were out of care.
他讲的一个信息就是说，他是一个教导的信息，同时也带着一些关怀。
Because the people of Corinth, they were acting very worldly and did not know how to share God's love.
因为那地方的人不知道自己如何的彼此相爱和关怀别人。
They were also no different in their faith.
他们也没有什么样的信息没有什么样的信仰在里边活出来。
They adopted the religions and the belief of all the people around them, and they're trying to like combine that with his faith in Christ. The people were all copying different faiths of the people around them. They adopted faith. They copied faith from other people.
他们经常把别人的信仰当作他们自己的信仰，而且把他们分门别类。
They believed in different things, and they believed in different teachings.
他们信仰不同的事情，而且信仰不同的人的教导。
They ranked the teachings of Paul, they ranked the teachings of Apollos as different grades.
那有的时候他们是跟从的保罗的，有的时候跟从亚波罗的。
Some people say I follow Apollos. Some people say I would follow Paul.
有人说我是跟从保罗，有人说我是跟从亚波罗的。
Some people were baptized by Paul, and some people were baptized by Apollos.
有的人是被保罗受洗的，有的人是被亚波罗受洗的。
So there were a lot of fighting in the church.
所以有很多的争论在这个教会里边。
And they acted very foolishly and acted like children.
他们有的时候他们的行为很像一个很愚蠢，而且像个孩子。
But in truth.It was no different whether they were baptized by Paul or Apollos.
一个事实就是说，他们不管是给保罗还是是亚波罗受洗的。
Because they were baptized in the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ.
他们受洗是靠着天圣父、圣子和圣灵的名受洗。
It's funny, even when people get along, friends I've known quite a long time, we are always competing with each other.
很可笑的是，他们在一起互相的来争斗。
It is something that we may not do intentionally, but we do it regardless.
Go ahead.
Okay. Some people may say, like, we have the same phone, but my phone has better apps.
有的时候我们会想我们自己啊，我们有一个你有一个很好的电话，但是我的电话更有很多的功能。
We might drive the same car, but you tell them I got a better deal.
有的时候你有一个很好的衣服，但说我也有，但是我比你的买的更便宜。
But it is all meaningless and all foolish.
所有的事情都没有任何意义的。
We read from Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
耶利米书四章二十二节，耶和华说：“我的百姓愚顽，不认识我，他们是愚昧无知的儿女，有智慧行恶，没有知识行善。”
Here the prophet Jeremiah compares the people to children.
在这里的话，耶利米把这个无知的孩子来形容这个不知善的这个人。
They were all grown-ups, but they acted very foolishly.
他们经常做一些这个蠢事，而不关心人。
So many of us, we are no longer children, but we too are also acting very foolish.
我们这些成年人有的时候也会犯这样同样的毛病。
The Corinthians, they are always comparing each other and sizing each other up.
哥林多人经常是互相的诋毁对方。
They compare teachings, they compare different leaders.
他们去比较每个人的领教导，也比较每个人的领袖领导的形容。
And they also ranked different spiritual gifts.
他们有的时候也给每个人的属灵的恩赐做一些比较。
They may put gifts of healing over here, gift of preaching, and gift of tongues on a different level.
他们会把一些这个恩赐做一些比较。
So when Paul saw all this, he was very angry, and he wrote to the church of Corinth to tell them to change.
保罗告诉他们需要改变，他们不能太热衷于玩这种孩子的游戏。
Paul reminded them that their faith should not be divided.
保罗告诉他，耶稣的身体是不能被分开的。
They were all part of the one church, in one faith, and one belief in the same Savior who saved them all.
我们在这个教会里边都是一席一信啊一神的。
So they replaced their faith not in the people, not in the church, but on Christ alone.
我们信主不是因为一些啊啊、是教会的事情或者领袖的事情，乃是耶稣基督。
So my next point is fighting like children.
因为第二个分标题就是像孩子一样彼此的攻击。
So if you have children or you work with children, you know that they're always fighting.
我们当时孩子的时候，我们也经常互相一起来争斗比较。
No matter what they say, no matter how cute they are, they're always fighting.
也知道我们也经常互相来贬低对方。
For myself, I know that from first-hand experience, because I am a father and I have two children.
作为我的第一次的经验，我成为父母的经验，父亲的经验。
Because with children, they're always fighting.
因为孩子是经常在一起打来打去的。
Because I find that my children always have the right things to say at the wrong time.
孩子经常会说一些正确不正确的话。
I am very thankful that God has given me two children, allowed me to become a father, but sometimes it is a challenge.
我很高兴我有两个孩子啊，是一个两个孩子的父亲，但有的时候也会感觉到很有挑战性。
Because my daughters, they don't like to eat and they're very thin. My daughters don't like eating. And they're very thin.
Okay, 我两个孩子是很喜欢吃的，但是他很瘦。
And whenever I try to get them to eat,It's very slow, and I always have to encourage them to continue eat more, eat more.
如果我给让他吃饭的话，他们会吃得很慢。
But sometimes my parents babysit my daughters.
有的时候我的父母来带领我的孩子的时候。
They don't have as much patience as I do.
他们就失去了很多耐心在吃饭上面。
My dad sometimes would threaten my daughters.
我的父亲有的时候会来来威胁我的孩子。
If you don't hurry up and eat, I will call the police.
如果你要不好好的吃的话，我就会找警察。
But my youngest daughter, Hannah, she spoke up to my dad.
我的那个小女儿 Hannah 就跟我的父亲说。
She spoke to my dad, go ahead, call the police, I don't care.
去吧，告诉警察，我没有关系，我不在乎。
If he arrests me, I'll pee in his car.
假如他要是抓住我的话，我就在车上尿尿。
She was very small that time, and as much as I love her, I did not teach her those words.
他当时这个时候是很小的，而且也很可笑，就是我从来没有教过他这些。
So sometimes we fight like children.
什么时候有很多的时候我们会像孩子一样互相打闹。
We act like children and think like children.
我们有的时候行为也很像个孩子，我们的思想也像个孩子。
So the Apostle Paul, he saw all this fighting, the quarreling that happened within the own church, within his own family.
使徒保罗已经看到了哥林多教会里边有充满了各样的争道。
He was not happy about this because the church is supposed to be loving and caring.
但他很着急，他总想把他的爱，把神的爱带给这个教会。
So he reminded the Corinthians that they are Christians and Christ followers.
他说这个因为他们太热衷于玩小孩子的把戏了。
Since there was so much fighting, he spoke to them and wrote to them very often.
他给他们他刚才那个刚才那个他就说他们那个他们告诉他们不要像小孩子一样，是因为不是要羞辱他们，而是要他们带回到神的面前。
There were many needs around the church of Corinth. People were hungry, people were needy, but the church of Corinth, they did not see any of this.
他会发现这个他提醒他们会有更多的一些祝福，因为他们周围需要很多这样的人。
They were fighting with each other, but instead of fighting with all the evils in the world.
他们不应该是跟互相之间互相来争斗，乃是要跟属灵的恶魔来争斗。
So we read about this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
以弗所书六章十二节，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So Paul reminded them that there are so many things at stake.
保罗告诉我们，有一些事情我们需要去注意。
There are those that are needy, those who are hungry.
他们周围有些人的话，他们是很是需要有是一个很贫穷的人。
But yet the Corinthians they forgot their first love.
哥林多人他忘掉了神以前的爱。
So Paul wrote to them that there are more evil out there.
保罗告诉他们，这个在他教会里仍然有很多的恶魔在中间。
Evil that comes from Satan.
恶魔是从这个世界是这个城市来的。
So Paul reminded them to stand firm in their faith in Christ.
保罗勉励他们要站立在这个神的信仰中。
But for them, they forgot their faith and acted like children.
他们就是要让他不要像一个这个，就他们的信仰是建立在神的基础上，而不像像一个孩子一样。
There was one night in the other evening, my fridge just broke down. There was a lot of ice, so I unplugged it. I had all my tools and all my parts.
有一天有一个销售员来到我中间，来到我家里，摁响我的门铃。在那个时候，我的冰箱坏了我正在把电拔掉，正在清理的水。
Then there was a knock at the door.
这时门被敲响了。
I didn't want to open it. I was frustrated and I was busy.
那个时候我真的不想开门，因为我非常的焦急，非常的这个紧张。
Because I find whenever you're having dinner, whenever you're busy, there's that knock at the door.
但是我不管再紧张再紧张，我都要不能关掉这个门。
And there's a man with a clipboard when I open the door.
一个门一个销售员打开门以后是一个销售员。
So my first thought, he's trying to sell me something.
我第一个印象就是他要给我卖一些什么东西。
But instead, he's from Ontario Consumers.
但是他告诉我他是从这个安大略的消费公司来的。
And he told me he's here to replace my old furnace with something that was more efficient.
他是想要把我的一个过期的这个热水炉给换掉，换成一个新的更有效的。
So I was happy that he was not trying to sell me anything, but provide better service.
对他，很幸运的是，他不是想卖给我什么东西，而是想提供一个更好的服务。
So while he was calling head office, he was put on hold to arrange for an appointment for myself.
他就给他的那个总部打电话，以至于等候一个时间，让我跟我有一个很好的约会。
So I decided to talk to him and share my faith with him.
就在这个时间里边，我就向他分享我的信仰。
I asked him, "What do you think about religion?"
我就跟他说，你怎么样去看待这个宗教信仰
？And he told me he grew up as a Catholic and he read the Old Testament and the New Testament.
他说他是从一个天主教家庭出来的，而且学会旧约新约。
But he felt that our God was a God that had too much time on his hands and caused too much problems and difficulties in the world.
他感觉是这个神是有很多的计划，但是在这个世界上唯一的事情是要把这个世界搞乱。
Then I took my time and told him about the love of Christ.
但是我告诉他一个基督的爱。
I didn't give him a 10-point sermon or 45-minute speech.
我并没有给他一个45分钟的证道。
But I told him the love of Christ and why Christ died for all of us.
但是我告诉他基督的爱是给我们的。
But he agreed with me that there are some things that he did not understand, but he would take time and look through the Bible and rethink what he thought before.
他也知道他自己没有好好的去读这些圣经，他想再花一点时间来继续来研究。
He was more positive and receptive to God's word. He was more open to God's word.
他也想把自己的心更打开一些，去听神的话语。
So many things in this world, we act like the world and do not follow Christ.
他也愿意更加主动的去明白耶稣基督，去跟随耶稣基督。
Just because everyone tells us it is okay, that does not mean it is right with God.
有的时候他们有些人认为这个世界上像世界上人一样，就是因为总觉得我得到一个好处我信一个东西必须要得到好处如果神是一个愚蠢的话，我不愿意去信他。
So we are to believe and stand up for what we believe in, and that is in Christ alone.
我们必须要在我们的信仰中站稳了。虽然大多数认为信这个基督的是软弱的人。
We learn there are two types of wisdom in this world.
我们有两个智慧在我们中间。
Wisdom that comes from the earth and wisdom that comes from heaven.
一个是属地的智慧，一个是属天的智慧。
Wisdom from the world is unspiritual and can lead to evil things.
如果是属地的智慧是没有灵性的，而且是导致我们犯各样的罪。
Heavenly wisdom leads to peace, comfort, and hope.
而属天的智慧是清洁的，又是温柔良顺的，最后也是怜悯和恩典。
So Paul reminded the Corinthians to act like citizens of heaven.
保罗提醒哥林多的教会不要像世界一样去思考，而是有一个属天的智慧。
So we read about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to 19.
哥林多前书一章十八到十九节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
So a lot of people don't know who God is. They think the book of word is foolish.
很多不认识神的人以为圣经是一个愚蠢的东西。
They think of just stories about Noah, about Moses, and they don't mean anything.
它只是记载一些故事，好像是挪亚方舟，好像是摩西，但是都没有什么意义的。
They think it's a children's storybook, and it is all foolishness.
他们觉得这些都是一些孩子的小把戏，是极其愚蠢的。
But to Christians, it is the very word of God.
如果是对基督徒来说，这本书是一个神和人之间的爱的故事。
But even as Christians, sometimes we open up God's word. We too might be confused and may not understand it.
但即便是基督徒，我们也是一样，我们很难完全明白圣经的话语。
But even though that we don't understand it, we still believe that it is fully God's word.
即便是我们不认识，不完全明白，但我们坚信圣经是神的话语。
Even though that we don't fully interpret it, we know that it is the power of God.
即便我们不能够完全的解释所有的圣经，但我们相信圣经是神的大能。
So your faith should not be based on the world, but be based on the power of God.
所以你们的信仰不能够建立在世界的智慧，而是建立在神的大能上。
There was once a young pastor who preached God's word fearlessly wherever he went.
有一个年轻的牧师，他在世界周游，而且在不同的地方讲道。
He spoke at international events, far and abroad, and everyone loved and heard his message.
他向一些聚会里面讲道，分享神的话语。
Then one time before a conference, a Christian friend challenged him.
有一次的聚会中，有一个基督徒的朋友靠近他。
And he asked him, "Do you really truly believe that the Bible is God's authoritative word for you?"
他问他，你是不是完全的相信圣经所说的一切的事情都是正确的？
This shook this young pastor. He never thought about it.
这个问题让这个年轻的传道很震惊，因为他从来没想过。
He believed in God. He followed God.But he questioned the truth in the Bible.
他相信相信圣经，相信神，也从来没有过对神的圣经怀疑过。
It bothered him so much that he could not sleep, and he almost even wanted to cancel his conference.
这个对他的搅扰非常大，以至于他不能够去睡觉。
He was up late at night, and he took a walk.
他就走出去，在外面行走一下。
He took a stroll deep into the forest.
他就在一些这个月光下能够树林里边走。
He was in deep anguish, and he prayed to God to reveal to him about him his goodness and his truth.
他就向神去祷告，说神，你是一个慈爱的神。
He came across a tree stump and laid his Bible down.
他来到了一个树桩边上，他把圣经摆在树桩上。
And he knelt down and prayed.
他就跪在那地方，向神来祷告。
In anguish, he said, "This is your word. I trust it fully, and it is your word that changes me."
他说这是你的话语，我是完全去相信你的。
It was at that moment he felt that burden lifted off his shoulders. At that moment he felt burdens.
OK. 在他祷告完这些话的那个同时，他的心中已经感，他的觉得他的重担已经被挪去了。
He felt the Holy Spirit move through him and around him.
他发现圣灵已经靠近了他，而且环绕着他。
That prayer was spoken in 1949.
所以那件事情，它是一个那件事情发生在1949年。
And for the next 65 years, this pastor believed the Bible was truly God's authoritative word to him and to the world.
在那65年里边，不管是他的那个讲道什么，他都完全的相信圣经是神的话语。
He continued to share the Bible at conferences, at speaks all across the world.
他也在各样的布道会里边去分享神的话语。
This man is Billy Graham.
这个人就是葛培里牧师。
Today, his eyes are weak, his knees are no longer strong enough for him to take long walks into the woods.
今天他已经非常的他的眼睛已经昏花，他也没有能力去走很长的路了。
But still, he's almost 96, but he still prays for people.
虽然他已经96岁，但他还是一直为信徒来祷告。
His eyes are weak, his knees are not strong, but his heart is full of faith and full of compassion for the lost.
虽然他不强壮，但他的心仍然是强壮的，为着这些失丧的人。
He still kneels down and prays fervently for those who do not know Christ.
他也同样为所有的人热切的为所有的人来跪下来祷告，祈求神能够让他们回到神的家中。
This is one of Billy Graham's favorite passages in Joshua 1:8.
这还有一段那个约书亚记的1:8，这律法书不可离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So Billy Graham, he meditates on God's word day and night.
葛培里牧师没有日夜没有没有停日夜夜停止向神去祷告。
He never ceases to pray.
他下一个要祷告的目标是。
And his next dream is a festival of hope.
是生之畔布道会。
During this festival of hope, there will be great opportunities where you hear great messages.
在这个布道会里边将会有很有力的福音信息。
Powerful worship music.
还有一些非常好的精彩的这个圣歌表演。
And testimonies as well.
还有个人的见证。
This is a great opportunity for our church, for ourselves, to get together and to pray.
这也是一个很好的机会让我们教会和信徒一起来祷告。
We are not to act like children, but to grow up, to bring others in Christ.
我们不要完全老是像一个孩子，而我们需要成长，我们要像一个大人一样。
So as mature Christians, we are called to lead others to this great event.
因为我们的成长是被神所呼召的，而且是要带领更多的人去跟随耶稣基督。
So for our church, if you do not know, we are embracing the Festival of Hope. Our church is embracing the Festival of Hope.
我们的教会现在也参与这个生之畔的布道会。
And if you do not know about it, you can also check up on our link and also at the Festival of Hope link as well.
如果你们要是不是很清楚的话，你们可以到网站上面，到我们教会的网站去查看这个布道会。
So the Bible, when you read it, it may not jump out at you. You might find it boring.
这个圣经是写给基督徒和所有人的，它也不是很枯燥的。
You might not understand it at first, but I guarantee you, if you spend time, dedication, and read through it, God will speak to you.
你可能不是非常的明白，但是如果你花一些时间去研读的话，你会发现这是神的话语。
Slowly, you'll see God's great plans that He has for you, your family, and for your life.
之后的话，你也会发现神的爱在你们中间，也会带领你的朋友、你的家庭。
So like Billy Graham, you should take every moment and every opportunity to read and meditate on God's word.
我们要尽量用所有的时间、所有的机会来学习神的话语。
So your faith.Should not be based on the wisdom of the world, but on the power of God.
我们的信仰不能是建立在属世的智慧上，乃是在神的大能上。
We also have a passage from James 4:4.
我们有雅各书第四章四节，那里说：“你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以，凡想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。”
So sometimes we act like the world.
有的时候，我们的行为像世人一样。
The concerns of everyone else does not matter. All that matters is yourself.
每个人所关注的问题不重要，关键是就是个人的问题是不是得到满足。
Sometimes our personal needs are very important.
有的时候个人的需要也是非常重要的。
We fight, we quarrel because things do not go our way.
我们有的时候互相的敌对，是因为我们事情没有像我们所预料的那样去走。
But as Christians, we should know about love, grace, and mercy.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道爱，知道恩典，知道怜悯。
And we are to show this to all people, but especially to brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们要把这些东西展现给所有的人，特别是基督徒弟兄姐妹。
So once we start acting like the world, we abandon our God.
我们有的时候，我们像世人一样，我们会接纳大众的一些价值观。
So James addressed the Israelites and told them the truth.
所以雅各也看到了这些，也告诉这个真理。
If they follow other gods, they bow down to idols.They are committing adultery.
如果我们要是放弃了神而去拜其他的话，我们就犯了奸淫罪。
This is a very strong word and is normally reserved for unfaithfulness in the marriage.
这也是一个很重的话语，就是好像我们在这个结婚的婚姻上的一样。
But we are told, as a church, we are Christ's bride.
我们是基督的教会。
As a bride, we only have one husband.
在耶稣永远是一个丈夫。
And our husband is Jesus Christ.
这个丈夫就是耶稣基督。
So if we follow another God, we follow another idol, we are committing adultery.
如果要是你拜别的神或者拜别的偶像的话，我们就犯了奸淫罪。
And that is why we have so many problems in our church, in our lives, and with people others as well.
如果我们不诚实、忠诚于基督而追求世界，我们就犯了奸淫罪。
To change this, we must submit to God and follow Him only.
但是他会改变我们，让我们带着一个谦卑的心来到基督面前。
So my next point is acting like adults.
第三个就是我们的行为要像一个成年人。
So are you ready to grow up?
你们是不是准备好要成长
？So as we mature, we are no longer children.
当我们成熟的时候，我们就不再像一个孩子。
I'm sure you must remember when your parents used to ask you, "Are you ready to grow up?"
我们经常听到我们的父母说：“你是不是准备好要长大呢？”
But many of us are adults, We are not ready to take the responsibilities of life.
即便我们中间的一些成年人，我们也没有啊、没有想着去长大。
We know that we can no longer stay in the sandbox forever.
你知道我们不能够永远在一个沙盒里面去玩。
We have responsibilities. We have duties.
我们有一些责任啊、义务要去做。
But we also know that outside the sandbox, there are no more sandcastles and no more beach balls.
如果我们知道，我们知道，我们如果离开了沙盒的话，我们也不会有一些啊、沙滩的这个雕塑或者是球来玩。
At our church, we also have a youth service called Splat.
在我的以前的教会，我们有这个青少年的崇拜。
This is a service that some of your children attend, and it's catered towards our youth.
在这个里面有一些出去的这种啊、宿营的活动。
The message is all the same, but sometimes the music is louder and more comforting and more towards our youth.
他讲的是我们的教会里面有一些青年人的崇拜，而且。去接触一些孩子，因为他们知道这个教会是孩子的未来。
But sometimes I feel that we do too good of a job, and some of our youth they don't want to leave Splat.
他们有的时候也会说，这个少年人的崇拜设计要符合少年的需要。
Because Splat runs from grade 7 to grade 12.
有个那个 Splat 是七年级到十二年级是分开的。
So once they graduate, they're supposed to graduate to adult service.
当他们这个青少年的崇拜结束以后，他们要去成人的崇拜中。
But sometimes they don't want to graduate and they stay in Splat.
但有的时候他们不愿意在这个去这个成人的崇拜，而愿意在这个青少年里面。
So our youth, even though they are grown up, they do not want to become like adults.
当你看怎么样看你们，你们是如何在这个侍奉中，就是啊，就像一个行为像一个孩子。
That is why we are working closely with our young adults ministry.
Sorry.
We're working close with our young.
OK, 我们在这个青少年 和成人崇拜中，我们是 很密紧密的连接在一起的。
That way, we can bridge the gap.
在这里边的话，我们就可以、在他们之间的这个，在这他们的这个差别中建立一个桥。
And to help our young adults grow up.
也可以帮助这个青少年能够慢慢进入成年的。
So they can mature and become adults.
以至于让他们成为一个教会中参加成年人的这样一个崇拜，成为一个大人。
So even as many of us, we are adults, we too refuse to grow up.
我们也是一个成年人，我们需要成长。
We feel that we are not ready, we do not know the Bible, and we are not well versed.
我们有的时候我们也会觉得我们没有准备好，我们也没有那个完完全全把圣经读好，甚至失去勇气。
But we are all called to grow up.
我们都需要被召而成长。
And we read this in Hebrews chapter 5, 12, 14.
我们再读一下子希伯来书五章十二到十四节。看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，随之还得有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只有吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Some of you have actually grown up in our church and have been coming to our church for a long time.
有很多的人已经在教会待了很长那段时间。
Some of you may be leading and teaching in Sunday school.
很多人也可能在教会里边已经开始侍奉教主日学。
And some of you are still feeding on milk.
但是还有一些人还在吃这个灵奶。
Milk is good for you. It is good for the body.
奶是一个对身体有很好的东西。
But as adults, we can no longer just depend on milk alone.
但是作为成年人，我们不能光靠奶来维持我们的生活。
As babies and infants, the milk has all the nutrients that they need for their small bodies.
但是作为婴孩的话，奶对他们的小身体是有用处的。
But as adults, we need solid food.
但如果成年人，我们需要一些固体食物。
So Hebrew reminds us that solid food is for the mature Christian.
希伯来书也告诉我们，我们需要成年人需要吃固体的食物。
Back in my old church, I used to join with the scouts.
在你的那个，在你那个在传道的以前的教会里边有一些活动。
And with the scouts, I always remember that there's always good food.
这有一些那个童子军的活动，而且有很好的食物在里边。
When our youth was young, all the counselors would cook.
在我们那个在童子军很小的时候，所有的这个辅导人员他都要做饭的。
We would have 干炒老火。We would have 咖喱鸡。
有一些咖喱鸡一类的东西。
All the good food that is prepared to us by the counselors.
这些事情都是由这些这个圣经的老师来做的。
But as our scouts grew up, they had to gain their badges.
那如果这个童子军成长了的话，他会给他一个徽章。
There's a badge for camping, badge for outdoors, and a badge for cooking.
这些这个徽章是有的是可以做这个树营拉地立帐篷的，也可以有是做饭的这样徽章。
From there on, the food went downhill. We had surprise breakfast. Mystery meat lunch.
有一些这个很神秘的中餐。
And mystery meat lunch leftovers for dinner.
也有一些这个神秘的中餐剩下来的做的晚餐。
And as a leader, I would have to test this food and taste it.
作为领袖，他必须每一个食物他都尝一下子。
Not many scouts receive badges.
不是每一个人都能够拿到这个领到这徽章的。
That's how bad the food was.
这是确定他的做的食物是非常好的。
But recently, I've heard that these scouts are now ventures. They are grown up.
那我现在知道他们现在那时的童子军现在已经都变成一些资深的童子军了。
As young men and young women, they prepare the camping trips, prepare the meal plans.
他们成长了以后，他们已经开始来组织这样的活动，来这样的宿营。
But I am also very disappointed.
但是我也有的时候有一点点失望。
Because no longer are they having surprise meals.
因为我再也吃不到这种很神秘的午餐。
The food is no longer burnt.
这个食物再也没有再做过。
They're having steak and potatoes. Steak.
只能吃一些牛排了。
So it is not fair, but I am happy for them that they are grown up.
但是我也虽然很不公平，但我知道这是他们成长所必须的。
They are grown up and they are taking solid food.
他们必须成长成能够吃一些固体的食物。
But as Christians, I think we should be eating solid food and steak every day.
作为基督徒，我们的日常，我们也有一些属灵的固体的食物。
So today, as Christians, we are to mature and eat solid food.
今天我们这些成熟的基督徒，我们都需要每餐吃一些固体食物。
And how do we do that?
如果我们这样去做的话，
We do that by imitating Christ.
我们就是就像基督一样。
We imitate Paul.
我们也可以效法基督，效法保罗。
And we read about in 1 Corinthians 4, 16 to 17.
哥林多前书4章16到17节那里说，所以我求你们效法我，因为我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱、所忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念你在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
So we are to be like Paul and imitate him.
我们在成长中要像效法保罗。
We are to look around us and find the young people.
我们这样做是我们也会有一些这个年轻的朋友，我们这样做是为了一些年轻的朋友。
We are to find the Timothys in our lives and train them up so they can be leaders.
我们也可以发现一些年轻人如同提摩太一样，我们可以训练他们成为领袖。
Back to our story with Nick Walinda.
我们再回到这个尼克这个故事上来。
Back in 2012, we all know he crossed Lake Ontario and Niagara Falls successfully.
2012年我们知道他跨越了这个尼亚加拉大瀑布。
He depended on his team.
是依靠他的梯队的。
His equipment.
和他的装备。
But most importantly, he depended on prayer.
更多的是他依靠的是祷告。
Throughout his walk, he had a team praying specifically for him.
在他的周围也有一些人在为他祷告。
He had a headset on, and it was broadcasted, and throughout this time, he was praising God.
在他这个快结束，sorry，headset，headset，he
had a headset that broadcasted his prayers, like a mic. He had a mic that was connected so everyone can hear his.
Okay, 就是在他这个行走，在这个跨越尼亚加拉瀑布行走的时候，他戴着一个耳机，所以他说的话可以让周围的人都能听见。
And near the end. He prayed, bowed down, and thanked God for everything.
就快走到终点的时候，他向神祷告，而且屈腿向神来敬拜。
So the Flying Walindas is a great name. The Walinda last name is great.
他的这个家族这个 Walinda 是他的这个姓，他这个 Walinda 家族的名声是非常大的。
They have many generations of circus performers.
他也有很多年的这个马戏的经验，这个。
But Nick does not depend on his experience, his name, or his experience.
尼克但是也不是依靠他的家族的名声，也不是依靠他的经验。
But he depends on God alone.
他是依靠的是上帝。
Sometimes when he's walking, he hears people shouting at him.
他在走的时候，他听见有些人向他去说话。
Sometimes they're cheering him on. Sometimes they're even telling him to fall.
有的时候，有的人是来给他欢呼，给他加油。但也有的时候，也听见有声音，就说让他摔下来。
But in all this, he praises God.
但所有这一切他都不在乎，他是祷告上帝。
And recently, he just walked about maybe 2 weeks ago across the Lake Erie County Fair.
他大概也就是两个星期之前，他曾经有另外一次跨越，是在纽约的一个他在纽约的一个纽约州的伊利县的博览会上，他做了另外一次跨越。
It was not as dangerous, but he tells us every time he does it, he does it the same way.
虽然那个次不像尼亚加拉这么危险，但是他说是每一次的事情，每一次做每一件这样的跨越都是非常重要的。
And he does it through prayer.
他也是一直靠着祷告来度过的。
About last week, I visited CNE.
上个星期我去 visit 去参观了悉尼。
And the Walindas were there.
CNE. CNE.
CNE.
就是博览会去参观那个博览会。
And then Nick Walinda's family was performing there.
他的一个家族整个在这个博览会上在表演节目。
It was not as high, not as wide, and not as deep.
也不是非常高，也不是非常大，也非常。
But still, at the end, they praise God and ask God to bless everyone.
但是从头到尾，他都是来祷告神，求神来帮助。
So like ourselves, we are to act like Christ. We are to grow up.
我们都要追我们的话，我们都要去呼求神，我们都需要成长。
So no longer are we in the sandbox, but we are mature Christians to eat solid food.
我们不再有需要沙箱，而我们需要是一个成熟的基督徒。
So we should not act like children, but follow Christ.
我们需要帮助劝导我们的孩子也跟随耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you've done.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们所做的一切的事。
I pray that we will no longer be children.
我们向你求，我们不再是一个孩子。
But we will grow up to follow you.
我们需要成长，而且跟随你。
We know that you call many people.
我们需要告诉所有的人。
But many of us do not hear your voice.
Okay. 但是有一些人并没有听到我们的声音。
So we praise you for who you are.
我们需要祷告你是谁。
Help us to listen and to follow you all the days of our lives.
需要帮助我们去聆听。
May you continue to bless us.
愿你来祝福我们。
In his great name we pray.
以你的圣名，我们来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.